To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. Well, as we roll through this hour of the show, I want to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pains, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural research-based formula created to help combat the root causes of inflammation. That's the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, well, and everyday living. Here's an email we got from Maria Chofan in Michigan. She writes, "It's been about 6 months since I started taking Relief Factor after hearing about it on your show, and the results have been truly life-altering. Having suffered through pain, inflammation, chronic fatigue, and depression for more than 20 years, I'd learned to manage it through major concessions in my personal and professional life. Nothing I tried over the years had worked consistently. I was taking a bunch of over-the-counter painkillers on a regular basis, which I knew was not a healthy thing to do. Although I admit I was skeptical, I decided I had nothing to lose and sent for the quick start pack. And to my surprise, it started working almost immediately. I've just turned 60, and I truly mean it when I say that you've given me a new lease on life. God bless you. I guess it's never too late to start enjoying the benefits of good health. I thank you, and my husband thanks you all as well." Well, thank you, Maria. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's trusted by many thousands of our audience to provide ongoing relief from the pain, from back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. So try it yourself. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, and you can easily order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better, it's the day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, speaking personally, one of the great joys of having two kids and two granddaughters is having the privilege of having traveled with them around the U.S. and a number of foreign countries. There's a great joy in seeing a destination, I think, through the eyes of kids. So for our Right Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to chat with the author of a book that is shaped almost entirely by her two daughters' journals they kept when their parents decided to take them out of school. They were, I believe, at about junior high, to travel the world, about 18 weeks. They were 14 and 12 at the time, and now, several years later, their mom drew from the blogging the girls did during their travels, as well as their own memory, to write a new book called The Passport Project. Kelly McIntyre is that mom. Kelly, welcome to the show. I understand one of the requirements of your daughters when you were traveling for this extended period as a family was to keep a log every day, yes?
That is exactly right. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I am delighted to be here. But yes, I was a world schooling mom for a semester, so I got to make up the rules. And I required them to keep a daily journal of what they were experiencing, learning, feeling. But then they also had to write at least one blog post per country for our website.
For your website. Okay. So one blog post, not one each.
Each girl had to write at least one blog post per country. So instead of arguing about chores like they would at home, we would do something or something crazy would happen, and they would argue over who got to write that blog post.
Now, one of your daughters, so they were, when you started out, they were, I'm looking at my notes, you know better, they were 12 and what? 12 and 14?
They were 12 and 14, so they were 7th and 8th grade.
And one of them wasn't real excited, as I recall in your book, about going.
That is exactly right. So that was our 8th grader. Our 7th grader was thrilled. She's super adventurous, and she thought this is the best thing ever to ditch middle school for world school. But our 14-year-old was having to miss 8th grade, which is the best year of middle school. So she blamed us for ruining her life. At least she did at the time.
How did she manifest that displeasure?
The way most dramatic teenage girls do. We had the silent treatment. We had tantrums. We had tears. We had so much drama. But I held strong. And in fact, I almost caved. I almost caved because, I mean, teenage girls are quite persuasive in their drama.
Man.
And I had a friend say, "Kelly, are you going to let a 14-year-old steal your dreams?"
Okay,
and I was like, wow.
We have 2 minutes left in this segment. We'll keep you another segment. But two of the incidents I remember was in Iceland where they wanted to go to the baths, you know, to the Blue Lagoon and so on. And they found when they had to shower beforehand. And in that country, there's just public showers. Well, there are open showers for women, and all the women are naked. Same for the men in the men's rooms. That didn't sit well with the daughters.
No, that was eye-opening for all of us. We tend to take our American modesty with us, and, well, we learned a lot. Most of the world isn't quite as modest as we are. So that was, there was a lot of drama on that 14-year-old's behalf entering that Icelandic locker room and having to strip in front of everybody.
It's a constant theme in the book. They come back to it now and then. And really briefly, Italy, you found, I mean, you found there was, or they found, that there was a con man at every corner almost.
That seemed to be our experience, and I realized we just had a string of bad luck, but we had to learn to outsmart the scammers before they could outsmart us.
What were they doing in brief when you say scammers?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, it's everything from you're standing on the Spanish steps and somebody comes up to hand you a rose. And before you know it, you instinctively go to grab it. Well, that's the rose hustle. And once you touch that rose, they're going to extort money out of you.
Right. Oh, gosh. Well, that's here. One more in Italy, do you remember?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The scarf shop,
people,
right?
Who would like Well, we got banned from a scarf shop because we tried to barter, or not barter, we tried to negotiate the price of three scarves, and the shopkeeper didn't like that at all, and he kicked us out and banned us from his shop.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm sure they'll have a softer view of Italy at some point. We're going to ask you to stick with us through this commercial break. We come back. I know that your book was written a few years after the trip, and the girls wrote about their memories years later and what they learned. We'll be right back with Kelly McIntyre in just a moment.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carry. Now, when you hear us talk about MyPillow, what immediately comes to mind? For us, it's quality. Quality products and great prices. For example, the giant closeout sale is happening right now and they're great percale bed sheets. Any size, any color, $29.88. That's a savings of over $90. If that's not enough, you can get employee pricing on MyPillow Premium Queen Pillows, just $19.98. Kings are just $5 more. My slippers are back. They're just $39.98, a savings of $110 as a listener to this show. Stock up now for the holidays. Kitchen and bath towel sets are as low as $9.99. And then there's the all-new Rev 7 energy drink, powered by GoBHB. It contains no caffeine and no sugar and comes in delicious flavors, and it's also vegan. When you compare it to other energy drinks, this beats them all across the board. No stimulants here either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your very best all day. Use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 30% and can get a case of the new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. There's even a special to get a 3-pack for free to simply try it out. Now, these offers won't last, so order today and start enjoying it. Check it out at MyPillow.com/CARRY. Got to use that promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for all the show's savings. Or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you've just tuned in, we've been talking for our Write Stuff segment with the author of an unusual new travel book called The Passport Project. She is Kelly McIntyre, and her book is based on notes her daughters, age 14 and 12 at the time, kept while taking a few months, 3 months, to travel, actually longer than, 18 weeks. Well, okay, whatever that is, 4 months to travel the world with their parents. Kelly, welcome back to the show. Now, your book is very interesting because it is told in each of your daughter's voices, separate sections for each daughter, what happened to them, how they reacted
right.
to it. But then toward the end of the
right.
book, they look back 3-4 years later and write about what they learned. And what did you think important takeaways were for them?
Right. So they were 7th and 8th grade on the trip, and then at the end of their junior and senior years of high school, they both reflected back. And the one who went kicking and screaming, she was a senior, and she wrote a TED Talk that she ended up delivering as a keynote speaker at her former middle school on how that journey changed her life. So it's such a profound full-circle moment on just everything that she learned from that experience. And our younger daughter, who was gung-ho from the beginning, was always gung-ho, but she, it lit just the fire in her to see as much of the world as she can. And she ended up hatching a plan to get us to do the same thing again with her when she was a senior in high school. And that's not in the book. You don't know that. But that is how her chapter ends, is that she's going to try to hatch a plan to make that happen. And it does.
And they both, well, one of them is married and had, just had a child. But both of them obviously loved it. And I am betting they're world travelers now, yeah?
Absolutely. In fact, at the end of 23, we marked off our seventh continent as a family. We went to Antarctica. Ah. And what was especially fun is that we had a new son-in-law at that point. So what was our final continent as a family, it was his first.
Oh, that's a place to begin, Antarctica.
Well, right? I know.
I like what Riley wrote at age 17. This is looking back on the travel. I felt like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Travel is a lot like the yellow brick road, she wrote. The farther you go from your bubble, the brighter the colors get. I'll be chasing those colors for the rest of my life. That's pretty good writing. She may have to be a writer.
That's right. I love that line.
The one thing she didn't get to do was bungee jumping, and, of course, not Antarctica, but now you've crossed that off the list for the moment. But what I also found interesting is that in all this travel, you only had one time where flight went wrong and you were held. I mean, you were held captive, according to the way you guys wrote, or the daughters wrote it, by Chinese authorities because you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, right?
That's exactly right. It was the most terrifying ordeal of my life, frankly.
Well, it's how they learn. It's how they learned. They learned these things,
right?
Like, you know, you can't badmouth the royal family in Thailand or you get thrown in jail for a few years. That is very true, by the way. And, you know, you go to China and you watch yourself there. Oh, suddenly you can't get on social media because they don't allow you to. I think that's eye-opening for anybody, not just children.
It is. Absolutely. We learned as much as they did on that journey.
Well, I think you did a great job on all of this, and I congratulate your kids on it.
Thank you.
Are you traveling a lot too, you and your husband?
We are. In fact, we're headed to Japan in a couple of weeks, and then we're headed to Poland for the Christmas market, and then we have Patagonia and Easter Island on the calendar for spring.
Wonderful. Kelly McIntyre is the author of the book, The Passport Project. You can find out more information by going to the number 4WarnPassports.com. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.